Stress is like a clogged drain. Tips for managing our emotional plumbing. I think everyone would agree that stress is a challenge in their lives. Personally, I think we should take on the belief that no stress exists and that it is our judgments and reactions to life events that make them stressful or not stressful. The reason I say this is because the same exact thing can occur in one person's life that they do not find stressful, whereas somebody else finds it to be the most stressful thing possible. Therefore, what exactly is stress when thought of this way? Stress is nothing more than a judgment and a perception based on one's individual viewpoint. All of that aside, putting this to practice is immensely difficult, but I encourage you to try thinking this way more. The fact that it is so difficult, we need to learn how to better manage stress, anxiety, and other emotions that trigger us to feel unhealthier, whether or not we already live with a health condition. In my case, I live with a health condition called dystonia, which is a neurological movement disorder. I also live with something called middle ear myoclonus, which is more debilitating for me than pain. The worst thing for me to do whenever I have a flare-up of symptoms for either condition, or when anything undesirable in my life happens, is to react to it emotionally because this increases adrenaline, which almost always makes my dystonia, pain, and ear problem much worse. Adrenaline produced from exercise does not create the same experience for me. It is only when adrenaline is being produced from stress. I want to share a visual that might help you perhaps better see how stress is operating within your body and how to maybe reduce it when you feel it coming on. I was having a session with one of my coaching clients about a circulation issue that she is dealing with. While still undiagnosed, she feels this intense pressure in her upper extremities, neck, and head. She has no diagnosis at this point, as I mentioned, but doctors have determined that there is some sort of compression with a vein or artery. Her symptoms are always most severe when she is stressed out, anxious, angry, fearful, or when she is in an environment that challenges many of her senses, like a loud, busy restaurant, for example. When she or any of us experience these emotions, more blood is being pumped through her body. If there is a blockage or compression of any kind, the blood will not flow properly and create pressure, which is her number one system, along with a burning sensation. She often says that her head and ears feel like they are going to explode. In an effort to try and explain to her why she feels more pain during these emotional experiences, I use the analogy of a clogged drain. As we all know, if a drain in a sink is clogged, the water will collect in the sink the more the water runs. However, if we only slightly turn on the faucet, the water will go down the drain without a problem. If we turn the faucet up to half open to fully open, the sink will eventually fill with water. Now think of this in terms of the body and how stress, anxiety, fear, and anger amplify our well-being. This is just like the faucet running nonstop where it eventually fills up and we have a mess on our hands. To go a bit further, for a lot of us, overstimulation of our senses, such as the loud, busy restaurant I mentioned previously, can also increase our symptoms. The reason this is such a trigger for us, and I want you to think of the faucet as your trigger, and how much water you are allowing to come out so that it can properly or improperly drain. It's because if you are dealing with pain or a movement disorder like I do, your nervous system is already compromised. When you turn on the faucet or when you add more stress or anxiety to your life, you further challenge your nervous system and increase adrenaline, which almost always increases pain. In other words, we have system overload, to which we can all relate. So what do we do about it? We need to learn to control our emotions. More specifically, we need to control our emotional reaction to life events. We have to be careful about catastrophizing everything that happens to us because it will always worsen the situation. I can't stress, no pun intended, how important it is to be mindful of this, as well as our level of anger and fear. We may not be able to control what is going on around us in our lives or even the pain, but we can control our emotional response to these life events and our pain. If we react to it in an angry way, it increases pain, frustration, and stress, all of which negatively impacts sleep, relationships, etc., and creates a vicious cycle. You can read more about this in detail in my new book, Beyond Pain and Suffering, Adapting to Adversity and Life Challenges, as well as my first book, Diagnosis Dystonia, Navigating the Journey. If stress is prolonged, adrenaline and cortisol, both of which are stress hormones, maintain tension in our body. Over time, muscle tension can become habitual, which pulls the body further away from relaxation. You may reach a point where you are no longer aware how constricted your muscles have become, and relaxing them can be very difficult. In fact, if you try to relax, your muscles may tighten even more because they have forgotten what letting go and relaxing feels like. This is why practicing mind and body relaxation exercises are so vital. Below, I have listed some important stress management tips to help prevent your sink from filling up and overflowing. Deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation. Stop what you are doing. Breathe gently but deeply from your abdomen. On the out-breath, say to yourself, be calm, be peaceful. Allow time to pass. When we stress, everything can feel like an emergency. This is all about anxious arousal, which is temporary. Every feeling of panic comes to an end, every concern wears itself out, and every so-called emergency evaporates. When you are rushed, say to yourself, there is plenty of time, stay calm. Talk to family, friends, therapists, a coach, or a support group about the situations you find stressful. Listen to music. Keep a journal. Spend time in prayer and meditation. Eat a balanced diet of healthy carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Avoid sugar, caffeine, and white flour products. Exercise if you can. Modify activities to accommodate your symptoms and ability level. Laugh as much as you can, even if it is fake laughter. The brain doesn't know the difference. Avoid isolation. When we lose connection with others, it can intensify stress, as well as depression, loneliness, fear, and anger. Accept help when it is offered and ask for help when you need it. Get outdoors and spend time in nature. It can be very grounding. Do not argue about things that are unproductive. Avoid people who trigger your stress. Don't waste time worrying about what could have been. The past is over. Focus on the present moment. Simplify your goals and make them attainable. Lastly, engage in fun, pleasurable activities as much as possible. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen. I hope you enjoyed this and found it helpful. If you would like to read and hear more of my blogs, you can go to my website, which is tomseaman.com. Along with my blogs, I have videos, articles, podcasts, and links to a lot of resources for both physical and emotional health issues. You can also get a copy of my two books, Diagnosis Dystonia, Navigating the Journey, and my new book, Beyond Pain and Suffering, Adapting to Adversity and Life Challenges. You can also go to that website to sign up for my free newsletter. This way, all new blogs and updates will be delivered to your email. Please also go to tomseaman.com to sign up for a free life coaching consult. Thanks again for listening, and please be well and take good care of yourself.